That's Nome Belts High School Band performing during the individual schools concert for the 2019 Region 1 Music Festival last weekend. Musicians from Unalakleet, Bethel, Nome, and Kotzebue traveled to Dillingham for 2 days of practice and performance. On the first evening, the bands and choirs from 5 schools showcased songs they had been rehearsing for months. The students' efforts culminated in the final concert on April 6th. Students from all 5 schools sung as a single choir and played as one band. They had only 1 day to practice together. This year's final choir performance was conducted by Terry Hicks. Tracy Gibbons directed the band. Dillingham Music Director Brandon Smith opened the finale.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for coming here. We have had a fantastic weekend. What did you say, guys?
A few minutes before, Dillingham alto Clara Chapman was a little on edge. Saturday's finale performance would be different than the previous evening.
Why are you nervous?
I'm nervous because last night we performed with only our choir, and tonight we're performing with everybody that came, that traveled to Dillingham.
How does that change the dynamics of the performance?
We're louder, and some of the people that have come to Dillingham, they don't know all the songs, so this morning we had to learn everything in one morning, so it was a little bit rough, but it was good.
During practice, the students also learned a few techniques.
A really important one is your facial expressions. You have to make the crowd believe, you know, whatever you're singing. Another one is opening your mouth so that there's somewhat like more space in your mouth so that more sound can come out.
That's something soloist Ellie Martinson employed as well. A junior from Nome Belts High School, Martinson sang a solo at the beginning of Touch the Sky. The song from the animated movie Brave was composed by Patrick Doyle and Alex Mandel. As you can probably tell, Martinson is a soprano. Going into that evening's performance, she said she would focus on keeping space.
Making space in your mouth so that it stays nice and open and so everything is nice and clear and very smooth, I guess.
She has sung in choir since her freshman year. Opera is her favorite genre, and during auditions for the State Festival on Friday, she sang Giacomo Puccini's aria, O Mio Bambino Caro.
Definitely. I really love the piece that I chose this year. It really touches me, yeah.
The concert also featured more modern classics like Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. Many different paths led the students to perform together last weekend. Trombonist Sawyer Sands, a Dillingham sophomore, has played for the past 4 years.
You know, music's always been a part of my life. My mom played an instrument when she was in college and high school, and I always heard her tell stories about it. Saw the trombone in the basement and, you know, thought I'd try it out. And I've had a lot of fun and I just stuck with it.
Bethel sophomore Greta Whitney plays alto saxophone. She said that the short amount of practice time leading up to the final performance proved challenging.
I think it did pretty good. I think for maybe one or two of the songs we sounded a little bit better in practice, but I think overall we pulled it off.
Like Sands, Whitney has been part of her school's band for 4 years. She said she has continued because it makes her happy.
It's a little cheesy, but being able to play all these cool sounds and these songs, that's just an amazing feeling. Because I can make the sound, my saxophone sound however I want it to, and it's just really cool.
Soloists and ensembles auditioned for the state competitions April 5th. Dillingham flautists Lotus Becker and Angelica Marks will perform their duet at the State Music Festival in May. Marks will also sing a solo for the state voice competitions. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.